Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, March 1. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos joins me. And Mark, it's a sad day for the greyhound community.
Certainly is, Simon. Good afternoon to you. Last night or early today, we actually heard of the passing of leading Queensland trainer Peter Rushi, who unfortunately passed away following a fatal car accident on his way home from Ipswich Greyhounds on Tuesday evening. As luck would have it, I guess in one way, Pete's last ever runner that he prepared was a winner. And that's the way that we would love to remember Pete Rushi going out as a winner. He was a jovial sort of a guy. He was a larger-than-life character. And every time I went to Albion Park, at some stage of the night, I would feel a presence behind me and a shadow being cast. And I'd turn around and be Pete there. And he was always willing to have a chat. He was a very, very good trainer. He prepared some very smart greyhounds. She's a Keen Size in recent times was one of those. He, of course, prepared Pop the Cork before it headed south to Victoria and Jason Thompson's kennels. My Awesome Magic ran second just a couple of weeks back in at Albion Park in a group race there, and I know Pete had a big opinion of that greyhound, and it is a definite... You know, it's a sad, sad time for greyhound racing. And, you know, greyhound trainers do it tough. I know this accident happened at 6 p.m. last night, but many of them are up at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning to work their dogs. And if they've got a, you know, greyhound engaged in the last race of the night, it could be, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. And some of them then face a 2 or 3 hour drive, Simon. You know, they deserve all the kudos that they get. It's just unfortunate that someone like Pete Rushi, his life has been robbed from him. As I said, he was a terrific bloke, terrific greyhound trainer, and the world and the greyhound racing industry will be a poorer place following his passing.
Our thoughts are certainly with his family. Yeah, that's terrible news, Mark. Now, in the world of greyhound racing, closer to home, Friday at Richmond, we've got the Derby heats and Oaks heats on.
Yeah, Group 2 event there, Simon, this Friday night at Richmond. The following Friday, of course, will be the finals of both of these events, which carry $40,000 in first place. In the first heat of the Richmond Oaks, we've got a couple of very, very smart Victorians who have made the trip north. Strike a Light for Brett Bravo. Of course, she went around in the Temley 2 weeks ago and then also in a heat of the Australian Cup last week where she ran second. She's drawn box five. She's up against some formidable opposition in Uphill Jill, who's drawn box six. Of course, Uphill Jill was the Sandown Laurels winner last year, and I really do expect these two greyhounds to fight this race out. I'd probably tip Uphill Jill. There's a little bit of a question mark as to Strike a Light running a really strong 5:35, but I've done this in the past and ended up with egg on my face. Strike a Light and Uphill Jill were drawn in boxes 1 and 2 in the Group 1 National Futurity, and I thought that Uphill Jill would run Strike a Light down. Wasn't to be the case, so let's hope I'm right this Saturday night. That's the first heat of the Richmond Oaks. The second heat, another Victorian, BT Swift, drawn really well in box number one, and also Cavalcade for Glen Rounds. It's making the trip north as well. It's drawn box number four. The third heat, White Sox Ethics, been in outstanding form at Richmond in recent times. It's drawn box number two. It's 3:20 and favourite in front of Magic Lace. And then we go across to the last heat of the Richmond Oaks, and Utah Miss is the favourite in what is probably the most open of the four heats. Utah Miss has drawn box number four, and she's currently $2.60 and favourite.
And then across to Saturday, you'll be down at the Meadows for the couple of Group 1s on down there, the Australian Cup final, as well as the Superstars, where Burn One Down's the odds-on favourite.
Yeah, impossible to tip against him. If anyone saw his run last Saturday night where he spotted Teddy Minnelli, the leader, probably the best part of 12 or 15 lengths down the back straight, and ran home and beat him by two. It was the run of a Superstar that we know that he is. He's drawn box six on Saturday evening. Look, I spoke to Jason Thompson on Going Greyhounds on Monday morning. He doesn't think the box draw's that bad this week. He was really worried before last week's heat. But he thinks on Saturday night coming up, Burn One Down can probably posse up in third or fourth position. If he does that time, he's nearly unbeatable. He's had 10 starts at the track over the 7:25 for 9 wins. And as I said, he's just a superstar. Everyone watches this greyhound in the run. Last week, it wasn't hard to miss him because he was out the back early, and the cheer that went up at the Meadows when he zoomed to the lead in the home straight, it was amazing. And he's got a real cult following. He is one of the best days we've seen in recent times.
And in the Australian Cup final, Lightning Franks, $1.95 out of box three.
And again, a very hard situation to tip against this dog. He won the Group 1 Silver Chief Classic in early January under sufferance, really, because 30 Talks was leading four or five lengths as they went down the back straight. 30 Talks broke down. Lightning Frank zoomed around them, got to the lead and won. He then got an invitation into the Tem Lee Saturday week ago, came out and ran 29.66, ran the hands off the clock in the early sections. Last Saturday night, he did the same thing. He ran a 4.94 first section, a 17.40 down the back, 29.53 overall. He was absolutely brilliant. He's drawn box three, and I guess that's probably the only little question mark about him. He's had boxes 7 and 8 his last two starts at the Meadows. But if you go on his past two performances and the way he's begun, there's nothing that'll lead this greyhound. And the two dogs drawn underneath him in boxes 1 and 2 aren't noted for their early pace. So, look, all things being equal, and we say that so often, it's not always the case, but all things being equal, you would expect Lightning Frank to lead. And if he leads, he'll win. I think Aston Blair has a chance. He's well drawn in box seven. He made the Australian Cup in 2016 as well as this year. Eminent Reality, a former Western Australian, now prepared by Kel Greeno. He's got box one. He does want to use a bit of the track, and he's going to need luck in the run to the first turn. And Blazing Bomber, well, poor old Bomber, he just continues to draw boxes five and six in Group 1 finals, and he's come up with a five again this week. But you know one thing, he's going to give 100%, and he'll be charging home at the end. But for me, if Lightning Frank steps, he wins, and I think the favourites will take out the two feature events at the Meadows on Saturday evening. So we'll go back to Richmond. We've got three heats of the Richmond Derby as well. And again, some really class greyhounds going around here. And I've got to tell you, I was a little bit surprised about the price for Brad Hill Billy. I know he's a greyhound that is much better suited to the inside draw, but he's drawn box seven in the first heat. He's currently $6. He goes particularly well at Richmond. The second heat of the Richmond Derby, El Magnifico, who finished fourth in the Bulleau Gold Cup last Saturday night. He's drawn box one, clock's ticking in two. Big Daddy B, the Group 1 National Derby winner, he's drawn box six. And then go across to the last heat of the Derby. And Ritzer Lenny, he's $2.20, coming off a second in the heat of the Bulleau Gold Cup. He's performed really well at Richmond, going back through the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction Series last year. Box manners are his biggest problem, but if he steps, you'd think he'd go close to winning. So a massive 48 or 24 hours in greyhound racing with the heats of the Richmond Oaks and the Richmond Derby and then down to the Meadows for the Superstays and the Group 1 Sky Racing Australian Cup.
And you'll preview the feature races this evening on Out the Boxes?
Certainly will. Jamie Ennis, our form expert, a Group 1 winning trainer, will get the inside information. You can't get it much better than this. Jamie, of course, prepares, and he also owns Matt Machine, who's drawn box number six in the Australian Cup this week, and he's one of the best form students, and I pay particular attention whenever he tips me something. So Jamie will be along to tell us about how the week's been for him and Matt Machine, and also an in-depth preview in both the Superstays and the Australian Cup. 6 p.m. Wednesday night on Sky Racing 2 at the Boxes.
Okay, good on you. Thanks very much, Duke. I'll catch you next Wednesday.
Cheers, Simon.